perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning and to tell you there is truly something we can believe in. We can trust in God. And through Him, all things are possible. Yes, if I can encourage you or let you hear the gospel or hear a good song or something that will bring strength and encouragement to your heart and your life, then I have fulfilled my mission for the Lord. So let's get right into our broadcast today and do this song for you right here. And I think you're going to like this one. It said, "The Eastern Gate." Right now to meet in the morning. That's going to be a great meeting time. I have a mother and a father over there. I want to meet them. The Bible said we'll be known as we are known. So I'm so glad for that. I'm glad for Bobby Coulter and Alicia and Cinda and the support that they give me on the broadcast. And then Ernie and Betty Jo Adkins. I just can't say enough about their help and their support. I've always said, as long as people support this broadcast, we will stay on it. And I've lost a lot of supporters down through the years. I've had them pass on, and when they pass on, I lose their support, but somehow or another God always keeps us going. So I've always said, as long as God keeps me going and you keep helping me out, I'm going to continue with this radio ministry, because I think it's very important in our homes. I received a letter the other day from a lady, and she said she couldn't help me, but she's praying for me. Well, hey, ma'am, your prayers go a long way. God hears and answers every prayer that we pray. So you continue to pray, and if you can't give anything, that's quite all right. God understands your position. So you just continue to pray. It's an awful lonesome place here at the home by myself after 57 years of marriage, that we can continue on for the Lord. Well, let's go right now listen to this song here. I've had this song on my mind all week long. It says, I'm drinking from the saucer because my cup has overflowed.
I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. I don't worry about that so much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sow. My saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches, sometimes the going gets real rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings and His mercy that He bestows. I'm drinking from my saucer, cup has overflowed. Oh, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure that there were times when, well, my faith must have got a little thin. But you know what? It seems like one day, all at once, those dark clouds broke through, and that sun started shining again. So, Lord, help me not to grumble. Help me not to complain about the rough roads I've traveled, about the drinking from the sand. If I should go on living and my going steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be to help others bear their load, for I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'm drinking from my saucer, overflowed?
Yes, sir. I'm drinking from the saucer because my cup has overflowed. Every time I play that song, I think about my dear old mother. She didn't drink from the cup. She always drank from a saucer. I suppose you could relate with that. She would always pour coffee out in the saucer, and then she would drink it like that. But a lot of the, well, I'm not going to say the old-timers, but a lot of the older people, that's the way they drink their coffee. So I'm so glad that I had a praying mama and a praying daddy, because that meant a lot to me. That means a lot to have someone who will pray for you and pray with you. That means a whole lot to you. I've got four boys. I pray constantly for them. I pray for you. There's not one of you that I'm not praying for. And Dora's having a terrible time. And let's remember, you know, prayer is a great weapon that we can use against the devil. And I know that he would appreciate our prayers. So all this we're called to pray. The Bible said, pray ye one for another. And, you know, God is God in the good times, and God is a God in the bad times. When things are happening to you and they're bad, you just need to praise God. Well, God is the God of the mountain. He's the God of the valley, and he's the God of everything. He's a great creator. If he could create the heavens and the earth, my friend, and make the moon and the stars and do all of that, surely he can answer your prayer. And I know that things happen to me and things happen to you, and sickness comes our way. That's just part of life. We have to take that. And if we could praise God in the good times and praise God in the bad times, I think that sometimes we come short of that. We want to praise God when we're doing good, but when things all go bad, and they will, I know that I've come through a bitter time, but the Bible said it's a root of bitterness, and it's a root that'll spring up in our spirit. And if we can work on the physical and the mental and the spiritual, then we can overcome anything that the devil throws our way. Jesus said, as I have overcome the world, and the world is not your friend. You've got to remember that. The world is not your friend. He came into the world, and the world didn't even like him. He came to his own received him not. But to as many as did receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And I believe that today. He gave us power to overcome the devil. And he said, because I have overcome the devil, then you can overcome also. He overcame him at Calvary when all hell had broke against him. He still yet looked up toward heaven and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. So God is the God in the good times, and God is the God in the bad times. I think sometimes that we can become defeated. I mean, you know, when we're on top of the mountain, we can just praise God. When we got money and we got everything we need, it's easy to praise God. But when we're down and out, and it seems like the world has turned against us, then, my friend, it's hard. I'm not one of those kind that say, well, just because I'm a Christian, everything is going to be all right. Well, that's not so. We're going to have tribulations. The Bible said, in this life, we would have tribulations, and we will have tribulations. We'll have suffering and pain. And James said, let patience have her good works in you. I think that God, when he made us, he placed patience inside of us, and he put peace in us, and he put comfort in us, and all these things. But if we don't let that manifest herself, then, my friend, we go around defeated. But we're not the defeated foe. We can find at Calvary, he defeated the devil. He disgraced the devil, and he put him in his place. He went into the regions of the damned, and there the devil said, I've got you now. But he said, I've only come to get the keys of hell, death, and the grave. And hey, we have victory in Jesus. And I love to sing that old song, I have victory in Jesus, because I do have victory in Jesus. I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed against this day. And that day is going to come. That day is going to come in our life. Every one of us is going to face trial and tribulation. But a child of God, look up. Even if it gets hard, and if, you know, if the devil comes around and he says, oh, you're starving now, you don't have any food, well, just tell him, I'm on a fast for the Lord. I'm going to fast until God sends me deliverance, because God is the God of the good times. He's the God of the bad times. He never leaves you. He'll never forsake you. He said, lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the end. I'm not going to charge you a dime for that little sermon, but I hope I bless somebody with it. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and then I'll be right back to close the broadcast. This one says, I know the man.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the waters. I can't calm no raging sea. But I know the man who can. I can't call blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all. My dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man.
You know, I was sitting here thinking about an airplane. One time, this pilot was flying this airplane, and he came on the radio, and he said, "My friends, I'm sorry to tell you that we're lost, and we don't know where we're going." And he was just flying around in circles. And he said, "But I got good news for you." He said, "We're making real good time." And a lot of people are like that. They don't know where they're going, but they're making real good time. I trust today that you know where you're going, and you know where you'll be when you get there. I preach a sermon on that, and I feel like that is a kind of a word of encouragement to you, that you got to know where you're going. The Bible said we can know we've passed from death into life because we have love one for another. So let's go right now listen to this song, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar, I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me.
His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. I was sitting in a little country church one Sunday night, listening to an old-time preacher. He was telling of God's saving grace, of His power, and of all of His might. Well, seated next to me was a dear old gentleman. His face was wrinkled, his hands were calloused, and his hair had already turned gray. As the preacher told of the home beyond the sky, the old gentleman bowed down his head. Tears came to his eyes, and when the invitation was given for those who had gone astray, he freely took me by the hand, and this I heard him softly say, "Well, I am old, blind, and feeble. I cannot find my way. I need a hand to guide me. Please help me lest I stray. I've lived my life in vain. My heart with sin is stained. Lead me to the altar. Lead me. Lead me to the altar. Lead me to the altar. I hear Jesus, my Savior, calling me. His tender voice I hear. I feel His presence near. Lead me to the altar. Lead me." Yes, sir, lead me to the altar. Every time I play that song, I think about my good friend Garland Groves. He loved that song, and he loved to sing it. And I always loved to hear Brother Garland sing it. And I miss Brother Garland. He's gone home to be with the Lord. The last time that I saw Brother Garland was in, I was in revival down in Netty. And Brother Garland came the three nights that I was there, and he tried to sing with me, and we tried to sing it, but he just couldn't remember all of it. But anyhow, he slipped off and went home to be with the Lord, and I'll meet him again one day, and maybe we'll sing on the streets of gold. So I always remember my friends. I've got a lot of people on the other side. I tell somebody I got more friends on the other side than I got over here. They're slipping away every day, but I remember them. I have many pictures of Dan Arbogast, who played a song for me, and I played that song sometime, and he slipped off. And I've got so many people on the other side that I've got to go and meet. One day I'll slip off and into the other side, but until they do, I'm just going to keep on keeping on. Well, let's go right now listen to this song, and I'll be right back in just a moment. Martha doing "Who Put the Tears in the Eyes of the Lamb."
Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who climbed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nails in His lovely hand? Walking the last mile to Calvary's hill, Peter had denied Him. They cried, "Crucify Him!" But He was in His Father's will. As He hung there in silence, my fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that He said, "Forgive them." And cried, "It is finished." They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? of the great I am. And who drives the nails in his lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the land?
Well, Martha does a great job on that song. She's been singing that song for many years, but I love to play it. I love to play her music. So I try to keep her music coming to your homes. A lot of people will ask for Martha's music, and don't bother me one bit because I love her singing too. Well, let's pray together. Father, we bring Arvin and Doris and all that you have laid upon our hearts to you. We bring them to the throne of grace, Lord, where grace is never lacking. Grace is always supporting. For by grace are we saved through faith, that not of ourselves that any should boast, but is freely given the grace of God. And Father, I pray that you'll share your grace with many people. And Lord, the sick and the shut-in and the lost and the backslidden, God, I pray for all people, Lord, and you know who's listening to this broadcast. I don't know who and all is listening, but you know their need. You know their heart. You know everything about it. You know the hairs on our head. You know where we live, our phone number. You know everything about us, Lord. There's nothing hid that will not be brought to light one day. And when we stand in judgment before you, we want to stand there with a clean hand. We want to hear you say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou in to the joys of the Lord." We're so thankful for all that you've done through and by this broadcast and all the people that have sacrificed and given, Lord. I can't say enough because it's very important that we keep this ministry going and into the homes of the shut-in and many people that you know that are listening today. So we bring this people to you and we pray for their need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I've got to leave the air now. But always remember that Brother Tommy is always praying for you. If there's anything I can do to help you, if you have like for me to come into your church and preach or sing or whatever I can do, I'm more than glad to come in and do it for you. But you pray for me and a lonely house. This home that I'm living in now is just a house. It's not a home. It's vacant of Martha. And, well, you know how it is when you've been married 57 years and all of a sudden you're all by yourself. It's a lonely place. So you pray for me, and I'll be praying for you, okay? Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering.